And after I do my thing here, we're going to have Mari, and then George, and then Dan and Faith will close out the night. Well, I started thinking about this year, 2009, and I realized that my mother, who passed away 25 years ago, would have been 100 this year. And I decided to do something to remember her. My mother was a published poet, a classical concert soprano, and when she became a grandmother, she started writing children's books, published over 20 of them in her lifetime, and my brother, who's also a writer, published some more manuscripts after her death. My favorite book of hers was called How Does It Feel to Be Old? Children's book, in which she answers a granddaughter's question, how does it feel to be old? When she suffered a stroke and we'd go and visit her in the hospital, this was the book I wanted to read to her from. And what I did with this book was write a song based on the book. So I'm just going to read you a very few pages of the book and then sing my song, which is called Inches and Pride, and you'll see why it's called that, just to give you some perspective. How does it feel to be old? Very nice. I don't have to listen to parents' advice such as, watch where you step, don't slip on the ice, come in from the cold, take off your rubbers now, tie your shoes. Nobody's telling me what to do. If somebody does, I just don't hear. Do I make myself clear? I please myself, make my own choice. Sometimes I miss my mother's voice and my father's way, so tall, so grand, of taking me by the hand. All the same, nobody's telling me. I'd like to be called by my childhood name. How does it feel to be old? Quite brave, quite bold? I say what I choose, having nothing to lose by being a demon, taking a chance, no punishment. I can afford to be mean, cranky and mean, ranting and raving. I've nothing to get, no kiss, no reward for proper behaving. I come, I go, as though nobody cared if I came or went. I'll scream if I will, and still and yet, nobody's made me cry in years. I miss the kiss coming after the tears. How does it feel to be old? In a rush. So much to be done. So few more years in which to do. It's hard to remember I once had it all. I had all the time in the world to go up and down and around the world. Travel to places great and small. Continents near and countries far, China and Chinatown, Arctic tundra, Australian bush, the Amazon and Zanzibar. If I were 5 or even 10, I could live my life all over again. But I'm not and I can't, and I'm going to just live out the rest that there is as I must. How does it feel to be old? Quite late. There's somewhere I'm getting to soon. I haven't been told, not school, not a playground, nor a house of a friend, not the moon. Whatever it is, I'll open a gate. I'll be coming at last to an end or a start. I'm not quite clear. I'll end at last what I've loved to be doing on earth, my life right here, since the day I was slapped on my bottom at birth. I'll finish my now and my here. Remember the stories I told you, my dear, and nothing surprising need come of the fact. Have you noticed I'm shorter almost than you? I'm shrinking, you're stretching. What else is new? Well, sun keeps rising, journeys of planets continue exact, wind keeps blowing, sky stays wide. Soon you'll be knowing that Grandma has died, while you are still growing in inches and pride. That's from How Does It Feel to Be Old by Norma Farber, my mother. And the amazing thing is, this book was published when she was 70. She wrote it when she was 69. And I'm now 71. I mean, that was a different time. But it's very perspective-giving, at least to me. So this is the song I wrote based on the book. She wrote it for my daughter. How does it feel to be old? Written by my mother, a grandma's tale she told. A story filled with memories, with honesty and humor, some loneliness, but no regrets. These words were written to inches and pride, inches and pride. Look how you're growing in inches and pride. That skip of generations, that special love we shared. We would sit and talk all night, no bedtime rules, who cared? At the family album and in the mirror too, staring at those photographs, she sees herself in you. Inches and pride, inches and pride, daily you're growing in inches and pride. She wakens at the morning light from childhood memories call. Stretch her legs to touch the floor, careful not to fall. She'll eat her meals just when she likes and share them if you wish. Draw you pictures as she did for me. Her fingers shake a bit. Inches and pride, inches and pride, daily you're growing in inches and pride. No need to wear a watch at all, who cares about the time? There's many things she'd like to do, and many she has done. She knows she's on a journey to some place that's quite new, but you'll just keep on growing, 'cause there's part of her in you. Inches and pride, inches and pride, you'll keep on growing in inches and pride. Soon you will know your grandma has died, while you were still growing in inches and pride. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.